In a January 23rd letter, Whatcom County Executive Pete Kremen asked the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to withdraw the county's application for a preliminary permit for the Cascade Creek project. Such a permit could have given the county a federal preference for studying the potential for hydroelectric power on Swan Lake and Cascade Creek in remote Thomas Bay, about 30 miles from Petersburg. It was technically a separate and competing application from the one filed by Cascade Creek LLC, the Bellingham company that originally proposed the development. However, that private company wanted to work with the county and could have used the county's permit as a way to preempt any other potential applicants for the project. When the county applied for its permit in early October of last year, Bellingham newspapers quoted the county executive as saying they were exploring options to provide clean, renewable energy at an affordable price. Kremen did not consult with county councilors prior to submitting that application or prior to withdrawing it, according to Councilor Sam Crawford, who learned about the withdrawal decision when contacted by KFSK Public Radio Thursday.
This is the first I've heard. It's news to me that he's withdrawn the application. In the meantime, the county executive, Whatcom County executive, has not really had much of a dialogue with the county council about it, to my knowledge. We did; they did arrange for a presentation by the contractor that's interested in installing this project.
The company's plans include the construction of 3 hydroelectric plants and extensive support facilities in the mountain lakes and creeks of Thomas Bay, with the goal of selling the power to Canada and the lower 48. That would also require construction of a proposed electrical intertie to the British Columbia power grid. Crawford said he took a wait-and-see approach on the project, though he did hear a lot of concern about it from Alaska.
I found it a fascinating and intriguing proposal that had both pros and cons to it. But I also assured most people I talked to from up there that were concerned about it that the process by which FERC would review this would be extensive. And what would come out of that is a very exhaustive review of the pros and cons.
The applications from the county and the private company met with extensive objections from residents and leaders in Petersburg because of the potential impacts on Thomas Bay. It's a widely used area for hunting, sport and commercial fishing, and tourism. The Petersburg City Council has formally opposed the project in comments to the federal government. The town is already powered by hydroelectricity from another source it shares with the nearby community of Wrangell. Petersburg City Councilor John Haverlick is tribal administrator for the Petersburg Indian Association, which also opposed the Thomas Bay Hydro Project.
Because it's a traditional area for hunting and fishing. There are some older villages there, you know, ancient villages, and we really didn't want any of those marred, and we didn't want to see the whole scenic area ruined, and as well as the hunting and fishing areas. I know when the gentleman was here from Cascade LLC or Cascade Creek, he made a number of comments that this would be a very minor footprint. But the more I talked with him, the bigger the footprint got.
Also, Haverlick did not like the fact that the administration in Whatcom County had originally filed for its permit before consulting with its council.
You know, as a council person, I'd be strongly opposed to anything like that. I mean, the city manager needs to have a lot of discretion, but not when it involves the whole county and its resources. That seemed pretty sleazy too. And if it happened here, I'd be very adamant in questioning it and having it overturned just because of the way it was done.
Haverlick was glad to hear the Whatcom executive had withdrawn the county's application. While he supports the idea of reducing dependence on fossil fuels, Haverlick thinks projects like this should be initiated by local communities, not outside interests. The local opposition in Petersburg did prompt concern from several Whatcom County councilors, who were also upset that the county's executive had filed the permit application before consulting them last fall. KFSK News did not hear back from County Executive Pete Kremen in time for this story Friday. He did, however, put out a press release and memo Friday morning informing Whatcom councilors about his decision to withdraw the application. Kremen maintained the Cascade Creek project was worthwhile to help the county find sustainable energy sources, but he believed that Whatcom's public utility district was better suited to bring that energy to the county. Kremen wrote that, quote, to fully realize the potential of this project would take a sizable monetary investment, and that would have to be considered in conjunction with other fiscal priorities. Whatcom Councillor Barbara Brenner thought the decision was more the result of opposition on the Whatcom Council.
I just think it was pretty clear that the votes weren't there on the County Council. I can't believe that a majority of the council members would have voted to budget the money for that.
Brenner does not believe a new project like this would be allowed in Washington State today, which is one of the reasons she was opposed to Whatcom's involvement from the start.
I mean, I haven't heard about a new dam being built in Washington State in a long time. And also, in Whatcom County, we have a lake, and, I mean, everybody freaks out if it drops an inch or two. So, you know, it's just, it's not treating others the same as we treat ourselves, and I don't think that's right.
The Whatcom Council took no action on the issue since the original presentation from Cascade Creek back in October, though Brenner said she did propose a resolution to oppose the project last fall.
We have so few places like Petersburg, and I, you know, it is a gem. I've been there. I know it, how beautiful it is, how wonderful it is. I love Alaska, and it worried me. I do feel that, you know, Alaska has just been ripe for the picking for anybody who wants to come in with some, you know, idea on how they're going to make a buck. And I'm concerned about where they are after, you know, when damage is done and they're gone.
While Whatcom County has withdrawn its application, Cascade Creek LLC's private sector application is still pending. They're the only ones applying for such a permit. Cascade's Duff Mitchell declined to comment on the Whatcom decision Friday, but said his company will, quote, work with anyone and everybody to see the project through. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.